It's Garden Talk Hour number 2, live at KSRO with Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher. Special guest Janet Calhoun, master gardener who's spearheading the Sudden Oak Death Blitz campaign 2017 here in Santa Rosa. We will tell you all about this and how you can participate, and also have some very, very valuable free services of having your leaves from your oak analyzed at the UC Berkeley Forest Pathology Lab. So we'll tell you all about how you can do this in just a few minutes. I want to remind folks at 11:05, it's Chef John Ash on the Good Food Hour. This weekend, of course, it's the kickoff to barbecue season, Memorial Day. This is when you start getting the grill in shape for the next few months, and John will be in along with Ryan Wren. Ryan's the owner of the Sonoma Meat Company here in Santa Rosa, the premier butcher in Santa Rosa, and also he's a very talented chef. Ryan has their open house today celebrating their third anniversary. It's complimentary. You can go by and eat some world-class sausages and have a lot of fun today. We'll tell you about that. And Ryan and John will talk great Memorial Day grilling tips. We'll also have an update about some truffle production here in Sonoma County. Some of the first truffles ever that were planted 7 years ago have just been harvested. We'll give you an update on that during the Good Food Hour. Kevin has called us, and I believe Kevin is the one that might have a problem with his plum tree. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to Garden Talk. Hi. Is this Kevin? I don't see. Is this Savita?
Yes.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm sorry. Kevin did not stay with us. You're with us, Savita. What can we do for you?
Hey, well, I do have several questions. One in for Janet. We have one of those really huge, wonderful old valley oaks that's overlooking our property. Every year, some years more than others, they drop a lot of their acorns, and, you know, they voluntarily grow right here in the soil. So I'm just looking toward the future and wondering, does it make sense to try to take some of those starts and really work with them to try to encourage them in the hope that, you know, later down the line, the sudden death, the disease will be out of here?
Well, if you have a valley oak, you're lucky. They're majestic and gorgeous, and they're actually in the white oak family, so they're not susceptible to sudden oak death. And they're fun to grow. I grew up on a ranch in the Central Valley, and my grandparents always let them grow, so they're around the peach trees or oaks, and they can live 200 years. And sure, if you want to propagate some of them, let those acorns grow, you just have to have a lot of room for them. They're one of our largest trees. And certainly if you have the room, I would be putting them out myself.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. And then a couple other questions. There was a wonderful article that you wrote in the paper this morning about honeysuckles.
Oh.
I have been supplying a bakery with all kinds of edible flowers, and I can't find out if the entire honeysuckle flower is edible. Do you know?
I don't know if it is edible, but I know we used to pull the flower out and suck the nectar out of it.
We all did that.
Yeah, but I don't know of anybody. I know you could use the flowers and decorations and all that stuff. They're not poisonous. Otherwise, we wouldn't be eating the nectar. But yeah, I don't know if the flower part is edible or not. They just use it as decorations for, you know, around salads and on cakes and whatnot. So,
sure.
But I don't know if the flower is edible or not. It's a good question, but just pull the flowers and suck the juice out of it and enjoy it that way.
10 years old again.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Or eat a few and see if I survive.
You know what? You could take a nip on it, and if it doesn't taste very good, it might taste a little bittery or something, and, you know. But, yeah, that's a good question. I could have an answer for you next week. Unless somebody out there knows and they're going to call us and say, oh, I've eaten many honeysuckle flowers and I'm here to tell the tale. So we could get some help from listeners.
Okay, and then just one last comment I have. You were mentioning how fun it is to interact with Dennis Dunn over at the Santa Rosa Original Farmers Market. It's so true, and every time I go to him, you know, I keep questioning him, when are your vegetarian sausages going to come out?
Oh!
Doggone that guy, he hasn't bitten yet.
Shame on him.
Thanks.
Good hearing from you, Savita.
Thank you. Yeah. That's good to know other people like Dennis. They don't run away from him.
Kevin is back. Welcome back to Garden Talk. Kevin, what can we do for you and your plum tree?
Oh, yeah. Well, so last year we had a bumper crop of plums. We have actually two plum trees. One is just plum, and the other one is one of those sort of fruit cocktail things. They both had millions of plums on them, way too many. It was a problem. So this, maybe around February, the tree was getting a little bit big. It's a dwarf plum, but so we did do a little bit of trimming, but we only did that on the solidly plum tree. It does get pretty much full sun. It gets a little bit of shade way at the end of the day. It's always been a huge producer, and this year it doesn't look like it's going to produce anything. I mean, I don't see any prospective buds. And the interesting thing is neither one seems to, and the peaches are coming along, but not the plums. And usually the plums, I think, come before the peaches, don't they?
Yeah. It a lot of the fruit trees go in cycles. So if you said last year you had a bumper crop of plums, then that was just so much energy that was put out into that tree. And this year they need time to recoup. So you might
like people.
Yeah. You know, they overdid it last year, so they need this year to take up more energy and just rebuild and regroup for next year.
That's great. Oh, and listen, I'm not originally from here. Luther Burbank, I thought, was the one on 101. So it's more north up on Mark Springs, right?
Yes, it's right at the River Road Mark West Springs exit off 101. That's the Luther Burbank Center, and that's where the original certified farmers market is every Saturday and Wednesday.
Saturday and Wednesday. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, there's a little confusing because there's Luther Burbank Gardens, which are downtown in Santa Rosa. That's the home of Luther Burbank. But the Luther Burbank Center is the big entertainment place up there, the venue up there, okay?
And then you've got the one on Yalupa.
Saturday and Wednesday have about the same amount of...
No, the Saturday one is quite bigger than the Wednesday. The Wednesday has many fewer vendors, but certainly worth going to.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. We good hearing from you, Kevin. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and tell you all that you ever wanted to know about how to participate in the Sudden Oak Death Blitz 2017 Sonoma County.
I'm Joe Pags. From politics to entertainment to life lessons, it's a different brand of talk. The Joe Pags Show, new 6 to 9 p.m. weeknights on KSRO.
It really is the biggest furniture sale of the year. Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot spectacular Memorial Day weekend sale. Hi, it's Anthony. If you need new furniture, come see us. Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot have got what you need at 40% off. Save 40% on beautiful bedroom sets, mattresses, sofas, recliners, dining tables, TV consoles, buffets, bookcases, desks. Yes, it's all 40% off. Plus lamps, clocks, pictures, signs. All our unique home accessories are 40% off. Look for special red tags throughout both stores and save up to 60% on one-of-a-kind and discontinued items. And that's not all. Take an additional 5% off your entire purchase if you pay with cash or check, or get 1 year free financing. Don't miss Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot's spectacular Memorial Day weekend sale, now through Monday at the corner of 4th and Wilson in Santa Rosa's historic Railroad Square.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filhune at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma or ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
The best deals in Sonoma County are just a click away on MySonomaDeals.com. From dining to entertainment to health and beauty, right now, buy a $50 gift certificate to Smooth Body Boutique in Santa Rosa for only $25. At Smooth Body Boutique, they pride themselves in making sure their clients feel soothed, sexy, beautiful, and above all else, smooth. This offer is only available for a limited time and only on MySonomaDeals.com. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We have cleared the lines, no waiting. If you want to give us a call at 636-1350, we'll get you right on Garden Talk live at KSRO. So, Janet, tell us about the Sudden Oak Death Blitz 2017, when it is, and why we should participate.
Well, the Blitzes are every year now. This is our ninth season to help host them for the University of California, Berkeley. And we're adding two new areas. One is Petaluma on Wednesday, the 31st of May at 5:30. And that was at a garden group's request. So we are hoping to have a great turnout in Petaluma. On Saturday, June 3rd, we have 9:30 in the morning at Sonoma Community Center on Napa Street in Sonoma, Grayton Community Center at Grayton Road in Grayton, and Spring Lake Environmental Discovery Center at Spring Lake Park. We also have a new location for us. This is the second year, actually, that we've had a Blitz there, but now it's open to the public. It's at Garbreath Preserve, which is actually just into Mendocino County, and it's a preserve that's operated by Sonoma State. So if you're interested in attending that, you do need to register for that, and you can register that at ucanr.edu/2017 Sod Blitz. So we hope you'll join us. The science that comes out of this has been just amazing. And because of the citizens that participate, we can provide data for UC that would take them literally years to collect. They can do it all in 1 year. And what's come out of it, number one, are genetic studies. They are just starting to plant test plots with tan oak, which is very susceptible to sudden oak death, to see genetic resistance. And hopefully we'll be able to reintroduce that tree back into the woodland. The other, which is really fantastic, it's called Sod Blitz Mobile. And it's a free app you can put on your iPhone or Android phone. And it's a map it's an interactive map of Sonoma County. It's like Google Earth. You can pinpoint where we've done testing. And within the last 2 years, they've developed a program that will tell you what risk you are or your property is for the disease, how close it is to you. And from that information, we're able to help homeowners design a plan, from that risk assessment with what they should be doing to keep their property safe and their trees safe from the disease.
That's really fantastic. We'll repeat all this information before we say goodbye.
And the good thing is this is free of charge.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay anything to go to this.
It's a one-hour presentation meeting. And at any of those locations on the 31st or June 3rd, people can bring the samples of the leaves, leaf samples, correct? And those will be taken to UC Berkeley for analysis. Is that right, Janet?
Well, we would prefer that. They come. We've actually shortened the presentation because our goal at least in for Sonoma County, is to show you what we need you to do, what UC needs, how to collect samples of California bay leaf and tan oak leaf, if you have tan oak, for them to analyze. Those are put in packets, and the packets are returned to the collection site, mm-hmm. wherever you attended the meeting. And on Monday morning, those are driven to the pathology lab at Berkeley, where they start their genetic analysis of those samples. And you can actually go online by August. Usually they're posted, but definitely by fall, you can go on and see the results of the samples that you took, and also then look at the map and see where that plays in with the rest of the county that's near you. And so that is a new feature, and it's been great. It really has changed how we approach what we teach, what to do if you have problems with your oak or if you're trying to prevent this disease from entering your property.
I think it'd be valuable to have you back in September and we can see the results.
Sure, possibly, that'd be great.
And talk about that. Joe, thanks for holding and welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. You have a bit of plum contribution. Morning.
Yes, I do. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
When you have an alternate bearer fruit, such as the plum he has, and something like a Golden Delicious, it's best to thin the fruit to maybe two fruits to a cluster, and that will help remove the alternate bearer potential for future years.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, yeah. Thinning them out, yeah. Kevin was quick on the phone, and we didn't get the chance to, you know, put in too much more input or anything, but I'm glad you called and suggested that. So if Kevin's still listening for next year when his plum overproduces,
yeah.
Right. Well, we should be thinning the tree anyway, mm-hmm. because sometimes there's too many fruits on one branch and then it snaps and the fruits will be bigger and
they're
better and
gone.
Tastier. Yeah, so that's great information. I really appreciate you telling us that.
Yeah, the other thing with... It just left me.
Something about
in a moment.
Oh, something about okay. We're talking about thinning the fruit to prevent alternate bearing years, and then what else were we going to do? Related to plums.
Well, with the plum, as you mentioned, it also reduces the weight on the branch and makes it easier for the fruit to stay on the branch for till it gets to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. That was my comment for him, and I hope that he gets a thorough crop next year.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Hearing from
sure.
you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
636-1350, the number to call if you want to contribute to Garden Talk or you have a question or comment on anything you hear on the show. Or just as easy if you're at your computer this morning, steve@ksro.com. We're talking sudden oak death with Janet Calhoun. Of course, any general gardening questions with Gwen. But also we want to talk about Janet's other passion, and that is native bees. When did you get involved and so excited about attracting native bees to your property?
Well, it's always been a love insects for me. I majored in entomology in college, and my career went a different path. But when we were getting close to retire, my husband and I began raising orchard mason bees, and that brought us into this whole amazing, wonderful world of California native bees. And so it's been about 10 years. A few years, we finally broke down and started taking photography lessons and bought a nice camera and spend quite a bit of time out in our yard photographing bees. It's a lot easier to try to identify them if you've got something that's still and in front of you than an incredibly fast-moving small little bee. And they just run the gambit from the smallest, very tiny bees that are native bees. From if you look at a quarter, the nose on the president's face, that's our smallest bee at Peraldita, to something like a carpenter bee, inch and a half, 2 inches. They're just amazing, amazing creatures.
How many bees have you identified on your property?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can identify things, many of them, as just, that's a bee. But if you really want to know how many you can find in a native garden, there's fantastic work that's been done by UC Berkeley on urban gardens and bees in the urban garden. And their research really now points to our native bees are in trouble, and you can help with urban gardens that are planted for bees. They their numbers are 82 different species in a garden, in a native, and just from planting natives and pollinating plants that they need.
That's remarkable.
So 82 species in any garden.
And what have you done on your property to attract more native bees?
Moving towards putting in more native plants. Our native bees, of course, evolved with native plants. They're four times more likely to be attracted to a native plant than an exotic. Mm-hmm. For us, last 2 years ago, we lost to our front yard to drought. We had two huge trees, a cedar and a pine. And when those came out, we decided to put in a California meadow. So we purchased quite a few different wildflower seeds. Harmony Farm sells them in bulk, so mm-hmm. we went to Harmony. And so our entire front yard right now is meadow. And we're going to slowly incorporate other natives into it, redbud and other things for them. But it's just been, we can go out and sit for an hour and watch them. Oh, it's fun.
That's absolutely beautiful. And you talked about losing a couple of trees. Gwen, you were mentioning you've lost a lot of trees because of the impact of the rain.
Yeah, too much water. The trees were just standing in water for a little too long. So there went a bunch of my peach trees, nectarine, cherry trees, prune tree, my beautiful big prune tree. That's the worst of all of them. And what's funny is one of my river birches. For some reason, I don't understand why that one. There's a clump of three trees and one of them. So a total of eight trees so far on my property. But none of them are native. You know, they're the fruit trees and
That's an
ornamental tree. But
still, it hurts.
Yeah. Still, yeah.
It's a lot of loss.
Yeah.
I had a friend this week that came up to me and asked what she could do about her Japanese maple tree that's done great for years and years, and all of a sudden looks like it's dead.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, she said, could I call an arborist and save this? And I gave her a couple of names, but I said, you know, it just could be because of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And people don't want to look at that. They want to look for something else that's causing this death. People don't think of water like this causing this type of mass death in our trees.
And you know what's deceiving is that in the springtime, all these trees were flowering.
Yeah.
And then they started to leaf out. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, when all that, because they've had all that energy in the trees, when that got used up and they need that root system to take up water and nutrients to keep the tree going, the root system was too far gone from root rot. And so then the trees are like, okay, I guess we're not going to be alive.
636-1350 if you want to reach us, if you have trees in distress or you want some feedback, maybe some vegetables you're thinking about planting, what you should and shouldn't be doing at this point in time as far as any type of pruning, things that are not looking like they should. Gwen is your gal to answer the questions at 636-1350. Also, if you have an oak that you feel might be in distress, you want some more information about the sudden oak death syndrome, and we'll repeat all the sudden oak death blitz 2017 informational meetings that are happening within the next week or so. That's all coming up on Garden Talk at 11:05. It's Chef John Ash as we go from the greenhouse to the KSRO kitchen.
News, talk, weather, traffic, sports. Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Did you know Nissan is America's fastest growing auto brand? Come find out why as North Bay Nissan in Petaluma celebrates its Make the Move to Nissan sales event. You can get our amazing Memorial Day savings the entire month of May.
North Bay Nissan is offering savings that are so tempting, you'll want to make the move. Get 0% financing up to 72 months on 9 different models on approved credit through NMAC. Or get a new 2017 Sentra S as low as $15,499. You choose. Excludes taxes, fees, and processing charges. 3 at this offer. VIN number 3N1AB7AP1HY256686. See dealer for details. Offers expire 5/31/17.
Now's the time to make the move and save. And find out why America loves Nissan. It's your day at North Bay, just off the 101 in Petaluma and NorthBayNissan.com. North Bay Nissan, a proud member of the Avante Auto Group.
North Bay Nissan. Make plans now for Saturday, June 3rd from 12 to 4 to visit Brioso Reserve, a stylish new community in Napa. They'll be hosting Bubbles and Bites, an open house with sparkling wine pairings. This is the perfect time to get acquainted with this new boutique collection of residences set on a picturesque vineyard backdrop. Visit their website at LafertyCommunities.com/Brioso. That's LafertyCommunities.com/Brioso for floor plans, exterior renderings, and more.
Kids, husbands, cooking, driving, your work. The life of a North Bay woman is, in a word, hectic. Join us to celebrate women and give them a day of pampering and learning at the first ever North Bay Women's Expo. Everything from massages to financial planning, shopping to meal planning. The North Bay Women's Expo is October 28th at the Ballroom and Grayton Resort and Casino from 10 to 4. If you have a business that connects with women, then connect with the Women's Expo. Contact Courtney at MySonomaMedia.com.
How would you like to win a free mattress? Well, during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day giveaway, 50 lucky winners will win a free mattress of up to $3,000 in retail value. Visit a participating Mattress Firm between May 19th and May 29th to enter for your chance to win your perfect mattress. So hurry in and don't miss Mattress Firm's Memorial Day giveaway. No purchase necessary, ends 5/29/17. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 or older. For complete details, see the official rules at a participating store or at mattressfirm.com/giveaway. Sponsored by Mattress Firm, Inc.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
President Troop wrapped up his first official foreign trip with a speech to U.S. troops in Sicily, introducing him the First Lady.
My husband worked very hard on behalf of our country, and I'm very proud of him.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. made a lot of bonds with its allies even stronger. No comment from the White House on reports that the president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner tried to set up a back channel for conversations between the U.S. and Russia. Sources say Kushner is not the focus of the FBI investigation into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Moscow. Authorities in Oregon are looking into the fatal stabbings of 2 passengers on a train. Witnesses say they were Good Samaritans who were trying to help another passenger who was being harassed by the alleged attacker. Forecasters are watching a storm system that stretches from Oklahoma to Virginia. They say it could trigger severe weather, including tornadoes in some places. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Cool today with warmer temps on the way. Sunny skies at 67, 55 on the coast today. A few clouds tonight, low 47, 50 on the shores. Mostly sunny tomorrow, warming up to the mid-70s, high 50s on the coast. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer at 74, 60 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk, up 20-25 minutes left to get in with questions or comments. Plenty of time, actually, on this beautiful spring morning in Sonoma County. Live from Santa Rosa, it is Garden Talk on KSRO. I'm Steve Gardner, along with Gwen Kilcher, and special guest today is Janet Calhoun, Master Gardener. Janet is the kind of the front person for the Sudden Oak Blitz campaign 2017, and as she mentioned earlier, May 31st, Wednesday at 5:30 in the Petaluma Community Center on McDowell, Saturday, June 3rd, Sonoma Community Center on Napa Street, Grayton Community Club on Grayton Road, and Spring Lake Park Environmental Discovery Center on Violetti Road in Santa Rosa. Then also June 3rd, a new location, the Galbraith Preserve, which is at the Yorkville Post Office, so just as you head into Mendocino County. And you have to pre-register for that event. Is that correct? That's the only one that needs pre-registration, Janet?
Right, that's correct. The others, you can register, but that just gives us a feel for how many people will be there and how many packets we need. So make sure we have enough packets for everybody.
Okay, so the Wednesday, May 31st, 5:30, and then the Saturday, June 3rd, are at 9:30. And no cost for the activity.
There is no cost at all, which is really a benefit for homeowners. To have your leaves tested for sudden oak death or pathogens any other time, is you would need to pay for that and becomes quite expensive. So this we're offering for free, and we really hope you'll be able to participate.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRL. What can we do for you this morning? Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Probably 2 months ago, I called in because I had a dwarf apple espalier, multiple apple tree, that it had severe sun damage on the bark. And it was in a pot, and you had suggested that I plant it in the ground and turn it away from the sun, so the bark was away from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thrilled to tell you that it's covered with apples and doing so well in the ground.
Oh,
and also I had a nectarine.
I'm sorry? We just...
Not in the ground.
Oh, we missed... You cut out. What did you say? You had a nectarine?
Oh, yeah. I also had a dwarf nectarine that... you suggested I put in the ground, and it's doing the same. It's producing lots of nice little nectarines.
Oh, good, good. And don't forget to put some mulch around the base of the tree, underneath the canopy of the tree, and cover up all your bare soil. But don't put it up against the trunks of the trees. Okay,
right.
Leave a few inches away, and that'll help hold moisture in, and that compost will break down and add some goodies to the soil, and really watch the watering.
And what variety of apple tree do you have planted?
It's an espalier with six different dwarf varieties.
Oh,
wow.
Boy, oh, boy.
So it's such a treat. And I was wondering also, I was listening to you say that you should take a few of the plums off of the branches. Should I do that with my apples, too?
Oh, absolutely with the apples. Ideally, you don't want the apples touching each other, because if you get that coddling moth that comes around, the worm goes into one apple and it comes out and it's sitting right on top of the next apple, so it doesn't have to go anywhere, but just goes into the core of the next apple. So if you have them a few inches apart, don't do any thinning yet. It's a little too early. Wait until the apples get a little bit bigger, and sometime mid-June or late June, they have what they go through, a June drop. Sometimes the apples, depending on the varieties, will just start thinning themselves. And then people go, oh, no, all my apples are falling. But they're not going to drop all of them. And so you'll see what you have left to work with after June. And then you can do some selective thinning.
Okay, great. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for your continued good advice, and I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
And also, it's so valuable, Debbie, because people do call, and we never, ever know whether the advice worked. We never hear from them again. So really, it's invaluable that you called, and thank you for taking the time to report.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
636-1350 if you want to give us a call. If you are still interested in attending a garden tour, there's a great one tomorrow, the 22nd annual Home and Garden Tour, the 28th from 10 to 5, rain or shine, a benefit for Food for Thought, the Healing with Food Plus Love organization that helps HIV and other immunocompromised citizens here in Sonoma County live better lives. We had them on last week talking about the five gardens that you'll be able to attend. You can still get tickets at Food for Thought tomorrow morning. You can pick tickets up and maybe even order a box lunch. I'm not sure whether that's too late, but if you want to, go to Food for Thought tomorrow. They're at 6550 Railroad Avenue in Forestville, and you can participate in this most wonderful, wonderful home and garden tour. It'll be sensational. We've gone... for probably 15 out of those 22 years, and it's always time well worth spent. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk to Mitch. Don't go away, Mitch. We want to hear from you in just a moment, and we want to hear about Janet Calhoun's glorious vegetable garden in Sebastopol.
Warriors Cavs NBA Finals action on KSRO is sponsored by Hansel BMW.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's. You should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth wheel, travel trailer, or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
David here with Soco Sun. Due to the increased interest in four-season sunrooms and Sunsetter retractable awnings, Sonoma County Sunrooms is expanding our team, hiring full-time installation technicians today. If you're a worker skilled with tools, have experience in light construction, and looking for a new career opportunity in the field, this may be the job for you. Drop your resume by today.
Bring your resume to the Sonoma County Sunroom Showroom on Santa Rosa Avenue or online at socosun.com/careers. Country Summer, June 16th to the 18th at the fairgrounds. Thomas Rhett headlines Friday on the Chevy Silverado stage.
Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt.
Darius Rucker Saturday. And Justin Moore Sunday. Three days, 14 big acts. Sponsored by Bay Area Chevy dealers, Bud Light, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and Cream Stowing and Dismantling in partnership with the U.S. Marine Corps. Tickets at countrysummer.com and the Fairgrounds box office.
Good morning, Mitch. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. How can we help today?
Well, I need all the help I can get. How much time do you have?
Oh, dang, it's time to go.
Regarding garlic, I'm not a neophyte at it, but after paying $35 a pound from Harmony Farms for Red Northern, I'm kind of in betwixt and between fertilizing and watering still going on, or how's all that work out? I did fine with my onions, but not so sure about the garlic, if I still need to water it.
When did you plant the garlic cloves?
Oh, goodness gracious. October, November.
Okay. You can water them still. When you see those leaves looking like they're starting to die back, then you can slowly cut back on the water. Just give it like half of the amount.
As long as they're green and erect, so to speak, they're still growing.
Yes, but when you see them, the tips starting to turn brown, then you know that they've reached their maximum size, and then the leaves are going to start to die down, and then the garlic's going to be mature. So you're going to cut back on the watering little by little as you see the leaves getting more and more brown. And then at some point, just stop watering and wait for the ground to be workable. You know, like you can pull the garlic out easy enough when the tops are all dead, or if not, just take a little hand trowel and dig, because sometimes you might pull the leaves and the garlic is left behind and you have a handful of leaves, so you might
One
need a little trowel.
Question. I was at Baker Seed Company and I came across an heirloom. Have you ever grown white cream or white sausage tomatoes?
Yes, that cream sausage one. Yes, not my favorite, so I don't grow it anymore, but yes, I have.
Okay. I only started 168 of them to give to the neighbors, and now I go up the street with my wagon, and they shut their windows.
Oh, that's too bad. You can make a lot of spaghetti sauce out of it.
I appreciate your show, but I want to leave you with a Jim Grady quote that from Mark Twain. He says that he chose heaven for climate and hell for company.
Thank you, Mitch.
One of my best buddies. Well, I appreciate your guys' show greatly, and I just try to bring a little humor in life.
You do. You always do.
I love
Thank
hearing
you.
From you, Mitch. I love that, especially the neighbors closing their curtains when they see him coming.
Yeah.
636-1350. So, Gwen, can you see this photo of this lemon tree? It's not a real good close-up, but Linda writes that the tree on the left has lots of blossoms. The tree on the right has none. Leaves are curling and some are turning pale yellow. Any suggestions? Thanks, Linda. You can see these two photos of the lemon tree.
Well, they're in pots, and I wonder if they're the same variety. But if they are, or if they're not, that's the one on the right there. It looks like it's getting too much water. Or it could be planted too deep, and the stem is starting to die back. And so water and nutrients aren't going up to the leaves. But that's definitely a watering issue.
Really?
So you might want to just take that, put the plant, move the pot on the on its side, and slide the plant out and see what that soil looks like. Make sure the drainage hole isn't plugged up. And don't add any fertilizers to this plant. Maybe add some fresh soil. And then go ahead and repot it and make sure that the stem or stems are not underground. And keep it in full sun. But you can give it a little bit of shade just because you've transplanted it. I mean, you took it out of the pot, put it back in, you disturb the roots. Maybe give it a little bit of afternoon shade for right now. I wonder how old that soil is, too, because those plants are looking pale. And I'd bet money it's too much water.
But the one on the left, though, has loads of blossoms.
Yeah.
And the one on the right doesn't.
Yeah, but a lot of time, and it also, the leaves are turning kind of pale from the tips, you know, working its way into the leaves. It's telling us something's wrong or going not too great with the root system. Okay. And also a lot of plants, as you know, maybe not know, that just before a plant's going to die, it sends out a whole bunch of flowers because it wants to make fruits and then to reproduce itself, and then it dies a quick death. But that's not to say that's going to happen to these citrus, but he's producing flowers, you know, I don't know why, but
That's what's so vexing. Here you have the identical plants, identical
But they're not
pots.
Identical. See, that's the whole thing.
But you look at it, you go, look, here they are. I planted them at the same time. They're in the same pots. They're right next to each other. How can one be doing so well and the other one's be doing so poorly? But you're thinking it's a watering
It's issue. A watering issue.
Okay.
Or, you know, when they planted the first one, they planted it correctly. The second one, maybe a little more, too much soil in there.
Mm-hmm. Watering
Janet,
issue.
Do you have anything you want to put in? But just from the looks of the leaves, that's telling you something's wrong with the root system.
Okay.
Get a moisture meter, too. Stick it down into the pot, or stick your fingers down in there. Or, like I said, slide the plant out of the pot. Make sure the drainage holes aren't plugged up.
Okay. So there's your questions and there's the answers, Linda.
I want to know what she finds out. So
okay. And Janet, tell us about your vegetable garden out there in West County.
Oh, the star of the county. Several years ago, we were invaded by turkeys, wild turkeys. And they're very destructive and pretty much put an end to our growing vegetables. So my husband, who is just a very sweet guy, surprised me with a chain link fence, about 8 foot high, 9 feet square chain link fence where I could plant my tomatoes. So, you know, for, I don't know, $250, I have this incredible cage to plant, and I put in my $4.99 tomato plant. And so we're going to see how we do.
You have this big caged in area, and you have one tomato plant?
I put in several tomato plants, actually. Several. So we have a couple tomato plants. I have a wonderful neighbor who starts them from seed, so I got some from her, and I bought one, and we've got a couple heirlooms, and we'll see how they do.
That's it?
Turkey decide to come up and over.
Now, is the top enclosed also?
No, it's not. It's not. It's open, but it's pretty high. It's about 7-8 feet high.
They're going to have to work hard to get in there.
But can turkeys fly up that high quickly? Well, like chickens, they could.
I doubt whether they would want to. There's easier pickings, I'm sure.
Than yeah, yeah, there's still other things in my yard.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Here's that, you know, that old saying, you make this $1,000 hole for your $5 plant.
Yeah, there you go.
You've done
well,
it.
I'll have to live another 30 years to pay it off.
Well, you can amortize that. Right. 636-1350. We've got about 10 minutes left. If you'd like a word with us, we would love to talk gardening with you live at KSRO. We'll come back and we'll chat with Nancy calling from Geyserville this morning.
Sonoma County's home of Coast to Coast AM with me, George Norrie, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week, year-round.
Wednesday and Saturday morning, 8:30 to 1, continue the tradition at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Veterans Building across from the fairgrounds. Spring is bringing asparagus and strawberries to the markets. Always farm-fresh eggs, greens, beets and onions, early-season hothouse tomatoes, breads and avocados, broccoli and teas. It's all at the Community Farmers Market at the Vets Building. Direct from the docks, visit Santa Rosa Seafood. Skyview Nursery has your vegetable starts, and Bee Haven Honey is there with local sweetness. Grab breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Fresh coffee from Bella Rosa Coffee Roasters. Hot waffles smothered in whipped cream and strawberries from Wow Waffles. Sushi burritos from Shubu. Or a plate of Nelly's Oysters.
For more info, check out communityfarmersmarkets.com.
And now, here's a health update from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
In Sonoma and Marin counties, being outdoors hiking, camping, and enjoying the fresh air is what we do. Living in the tall grasses on the hillsides and the fallen leaves along the trails are ticks. Ticks are year-round in Marin and Sonoma counties, so be sure to protect yourself from ticks and tick-borne diseases by applying a repellent containing DEET to exposed skin. Wear light-colored clothing with long sleeves and long pants and check yourself for ticks. Don't forget to check your pets for ticks, too.
The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is an independent special district committed to protecting public health from mosquitoes and vector-borne disease. All programs and services are funded through benefit assessments and property taxes. Services are provided to all residents in Marin and Sonoma counties at no additional charge.
Learn more about ticks at msmosquito.com.
Why use CarClickGo.com to find your next vehicle? You'll get access to the most new and used cars in Sonoma County, like a 2011 Toyota Camry for less than $11,000 at Freeman Toyota, a 2013 Chevy Silverado $1,500 for less than $30,000 at Platinum Chevrolet, or get a 2003 convertible VW Beetle for less than $5,000 at Hansel Auto Group. Whatever you're searching for is just a short drive away by using CarClickGo.com. Find more options than you can imagine.
CarClickGo.com.
Drive away in a new Jeep. It's the Ride into Summer giveaway at Grayton Resort and Casino. Win a Jeep Wrangler or your share of over $50,000 in cash. One Jeep and 25 instant cash prizes every Friday in May and June. All prizes will be given away at each drawing guaranteed. The Ride into Summer giveaway, only at Grayton Resort and Casino. Complete rules available at the Rewards
Center. There's no place I'd rather be.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
From beautiful Geyserville, California, Nancy, what can we do for you and your peach tree this morning on Garden Talk?
Good morning. I don't think there's anything to do for it, but you could tell me what. We have had a peach tree here for about 15 years, I think. Beautiful peaches every year. And this year, it was budding out, and there were a lot of flowers. We came up 2 weeks later. There wasn't a leaf on the tree. And there's some black. It looks like fire blight, but I don't think fire blight attacks peach trees.
No.
So I don't know what it is.
Is it in an area where it got too much water, standing in water over the winter? Poorly draining soil?
Well, probably. Could be.
Yeah. Your tree sounds like my four trees. So, unfortunately, I'm going to say that it got too much water It was just standing in water for too long. The roots rotted, and it's exactly all that energy in the tree. It sends out flowers and leaves, and the next thing you know, the warm weather comes along, and then it dies very quickly. Mm-hmm. So think about planting another tree a little bit up on a mound, maybe, so in case we get this heavy rain again, it won't be standing in water for too long.
So, but would you have the trunk having that black or fire blight look to it?
Oh, it's hard to tell what it was and if it's been there for a while and you just haven't noticed it until now. So, you know, it could have been dying a slow death and this mm-hmm. rain was just enough to, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. But it could have been sunburning, and then the bark just kind of turns black as it's decomposing, and that could be it. You know, it's kind of hard to say 100%, but that's what I'm guessing that's going on.
Because it's happening to a lot of people. You're not the only one.
Yeah, and plus,
really?
The tree is dead now at this point, or almost dead. Just pull it out.
We have two trees, one side by side, and the other one is much younger, maybe 5 years. And that one did the same thing, and just
it's a watering.
That doesn't have any books, huh? Yeah,
too much water, unfortunately. And it needs those peaches need good draining soil. So if you've got a heavy clay soil, but it's survived 10 years, you know, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's wonderful, but no more.
Yeah, okay. I feel your pain. Let me tell you. So you just plant another tree, and maybe make sure that it's good draining soil to help you for next time. When it rains too much, okay?
Great. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Right. Okay, Nancy. Sorry.
I'm sorry to give you the bad news. We've got about 90 seconds left. Diane, if you can ask your question in about 60 seconds, we could maybe help you. Diane with the Bartlett pear question. Hi.
Hi there. This Bartlett tree is about 3-4 years old, maybe at the most. It doesn't have any blooms on it, and it's kind of black looking. Does that mean it's dead?
Black looking, like no leaves on it and the branches?
There's no leaves, absolutely no leaves.
Okay, yeah, it's dead at this point. That should have leafed out a long time ago, and it could have suffered from fire blight last year. And
yes, it did.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Diane, but you also have to pull out your fruit tree and replant with another one.
And if I put it in the same spot, will I get the fire blight, or should I get a different kind of tree?
See if you can find one that's more resistant, and it might get fire blight again, because there could be other trees in that area which are, you know, spreading the disease, and that Bartlett is susceptible to it. So find one that's more resistant to fire blight.
Yeah, or maybe I'll forget about having a pear tree. Okay.
Yeah, go.
It's mainly pear trees, right? With this
pears
fire
and apples.
Pears and apples, but pears seem to be suffering more than a lot of apples.
Yeah. So something else, a peach or plum or prune, and
I've got all those, yeah.
Okay. Pears are tough.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Okay. We could spend more time talking about ones that are least susceptible, but all the pears, especially the Bartletts, are one of the most susceptible.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you very much.
Storehouse of information. We could go on the UC Master Gardeners website for information and reminders about when the SOD, Sudden Oak Death Blitz campaign is happening, correct, for the times and dates?
Yes, you can go on our website. We also, technology that's beyond me, but there's Instagram.
Oh, wow.
There are all sorts of other avenues we have, but definitely go on our website. It's there. Or you can go to the ucanr.edu website.
Okay.
And we hope to see you there.
Thanks so much for the information. It's been a great couple hours. Gwen, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Coming up next, we move from the greenhouse to the cookhouse with Chef John Ash on the Good Food Hour.